بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أقربكم مني منزلا في الجنة أكثركم علي صلاة، فأكثروا علي الصلاة في الليلة الغراء واليوم الأسهر. رواه البيهقي رحمه الله. In the previous days, the ahadith, we have been discussing the benefits of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like we have touched upon, there are different forms of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. The tilawah of the Quran is one form. The first kalima is another form. Istighfar is another form. And because this is not our topic of expertise, so we don't understand this. But just like in when it comes to food, different foods have different benefits. Meat is beneficial, but it's not a replacement for fruit. In the same way, you can think of these different forms of dhikr as different forms of spiritual nutrition. A person needs all of them in proportion. And one of them in particular which holds importance is Durood Sharif, Salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the hadith we have discussed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions one benefit. And you can say the greatest benefit of Salah ala Nabi of Durood Sharif, which is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the closest to me in Jannah will be the one who recites most Durood upon me. Now, it's an accepted fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have the highest stage in Jannah. So you can understand that the closer a person will be to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the highest stage in Jannah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. So from this sentence we have already understood that we should recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Now before we go ahead to the next sentence in the hadith, if we want to bring Durood Sharif in abundance in our life, the easy method is that we fix an amount to do daily. You do 100 Durood Sharif here, 1,000 Durood Sharif there. Over the span of time you will not do a lot of Durood Sharif, but you fix an amount to do every day. I will do 100 every day. I will do 200 every day. According to your ability, according to your time. Over there, that will become abundant. That will become a lot of Durood Sharif. So that is the first thing we need to do. That in our daily life, in general, fix an amount. The ulama have said, based on certain ahadith, that ideally 300. But if a person cannot do that, then 100. With the intention to increase it to 300. That is the first sentence of the hadith, which is telling us, in general, recite Durood Sharif in abundance. The second sentence tells us something, gives a specific advice about Durood Sharif, which is that recite Durood Sharif upon me in abundance in the illuminated night and the shining day. The illuminated night refers to the night of Jumu'ah, the night before the day of Friday. And the shining day refers to a day of Jumu'ah. From this we understand that Durood Sharif in general will take you closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. And Durood Sharif on the day of Friday, especially effective in doing that. That means Durood Sharif gives this benefit in general, but on the day of Friday, you can say its effect is double, tripled. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much its effect is increased by. So we are fortunate that today we have the month of Ramadan anyway, and on top of that we have the day of Friday. So one can only imagine the benefit of Durood on this day of Friday. So on the day of Friday, we should have an even higher target. I will recite Durood 500 times upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will recite it 1,000 times. These high numbers in our head high, they don't take a long time. If a person makes it a target, then 1,000 times is very easy to fulfill. I will just end on this. I mentioned it a few times before. Recently I met someone, an ordinary person. Ordinary person means not hafiz, not alim. And there was a relative of him with the person as well. So his relative mentioned that so-and-so person, my father, he mentioned that my father, he reads Durood Sharif 10 to 15,000 times a day. Now you and I, when we hear these numbers, we think, how is that possible? But it is well and duly possible. If a person makes it a target, he thinks, I need to finish this amount. And when you see him walking around, his lips are always busy moving. That is his daily target. Only Allah knows what his target on the day of Friday is. So let us try to bring Durood Sharif in abundance in our life on a daily basis, and especially on the day of Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.